across the country and around the world, this is TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Well, on today's show, I'm asking you to step into my office and hear a little bit about the things that I get emails about and a little bit about my day and my week and how things work. We get a lot of people who are curious about what a pageant coaching practice is like and what I do to keep everything going. Before the break, I was giving you my opinion on pageant directors and what makes a great pageant director and what doesn't. And one of the questions I always get from people who are outside the pageant industry, you know, like when you introduce yourself at a party or an event, people say, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a pageant coach. And people always ask me, do you ever get any bad pageant moms? Well, that's an interesting question. I know that bad pageant moms are out there. I know they exist. Some of them we see on those horrible reality shows on TV, and they're just acting badly. But I have to tell you that in all honesty, most of my students do not have bad pageant moms, and I think that's for two reasons. If you're one of those overly protective, overly coaching, overly upset, and overly on the edge pageant moms, I can tell you that your child is not going to be as successful as they can, because with that kind of parenting, whether it's little league, cheerleading, pageantry, or ice skating, your child is not going to achieve maximum ability. And elite contestants are those who have achieved a very high level of ability. All of my contestants are elite contestants. And those pageant moms don't tend to participate in their contestants' lives and their contestants' coaching. If they're naturally that uptight and that tense, they're usually not having anything to do with their daughter's pageant competition because the daughter has already told them to back off, or I have hinted to them that that kind of behavior isn't acceptable, and if they aren't able to let go of that, I will drop them as a student. Yes, I do drop students. We all know that every contestant is looking for the best coach, and coaches feel the same way about contestants. Contestants might find a coach and work with them for a short period of time and realize it's not a fit for them and move on. And I also want to make sure it's the best fit for me as a coach and make sure that it's meaningful and motivational. And if I'm working with a student who has a bad pageant mom, I will drop her as a student. I don't work with contestants who are bad pageant moms at all. I only work with contestants where the mom and the daughter, if they're working together, are working together in partnership and are working together in a positive, motivated fashion. I don't work with bad pageant moms. So I have to say I'm really lucky I don't encounter any of the bad pageant moms that you all see on TV or that you all hear about. Another of the questions that we get is, how do you pick the guests for your show? Well, that's really easy. What we're trying to do, the goal of Pageant Talk Radio, is to provide helpful information to you, the listener, to help you be a better contestant. So by the end of the show, our goal is for you to have learned more about that particular topic, where it's about fitness or fashion or appearances or maybe even about that specific pageant. We want you to, by the end of each show, know more about that topic so that you can be a better contestant. As my pageant coaching practice got busier and busier, I realized that I was going to be able to only impact a certain number of people. There are only so many hours in a day, and I certainly cannot coach everyone. But I really did feel that I had access to really helpful information that would help a wide scope of people. And I thought the best way to do it would be in a radio show, because then you can listen at your convenience. You don't have to travel to Houston, Texas for coaching. If I'm not available during the hours that you are for phone coaching, you can listen to the show. So the whole goal of the show is to make sure that you, the listener, learn something and know something a little bit more. So we try to pick guests that we think reflect what's going on in the pageant industry, are leaders in their particular areas, hair, makeup, photography, so on and so forth. And we also pick directors who we think have prestigious, well-run pageants. We invite them on the show to talk about their pageants and to explain their scoring and the judging so that you know exactly what they're looking for when they're looking for a title holder. So we pick guests that we think will help you know more about pageantry and help you better able to compete. We also pick guests that we hope will further the future of pageantry as it continues to develop as a hobby sport. Another one of the emails we get is, can people submit requests to appear on the show? Yes, people do submit requests on a regular basis. Unfortunately, we're not able to accept everyone as a guest on the show, but we do appreciate people who submit requests and understand the correct way to submit a request. You submit a request, you introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you're all about. You tell us two or three topics that you listeners might be interested in, and then you tell us why you are qualified to speak in that area. For example, we've had several title holders appear on the show who were not national title holders, but who had great experience getting appearances or getting sponsors, and they had a great kind of system that they used that really worked for them, and they appeared on the show to tell other contestants how to do that so that they can be successful when they're getting appearances or sponsors. So if you have something that you're just really, really good at and would like to appear on the show, you send in. It's kind of like an outline. You introduce who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you'd like to talk about, three possible topics, and why you think you'd be a great guest. And then we get back to you as to whether or not we see that as a fit into our schedule. Unfortunately, we're not able to accept everyone as a guest just because we're only on once a week and we're trying to get everybody in. Another question that we get is, how far out are you booked with guests? Well, that depends on the season. Typically, in the fall, we're very, very busy with guests. Right now, we're booked until the end of January. We have shows already planned, and we're in the process of contacting those guests and confirming them. Then we usually have, so we kind of book them in segments. So it's usually like September to January. Then we book guests from February to the end of April or May, and then we're booking the summer guests. So we tend to book in segments. So depending on when you ask that question, we may be booked out 6 weeks, or we may be booked out, 4 months, but we're always booked 4 to 6 weeks in advance at a minimum. Another one of the questions that we get is, what do you think are the trends that we're seeing in pageant judging? You know, and I think that's a real topical question for us right now. We're seeing several specific trends in pageant judging, and I think there are right now three types of judges that we're seeing at pageants. I think we're seeing celebrity judges. These are judges that the pageant staff has invited to judge because they think that that's going to bring in a large viewing audience. We all know that many of the major televised pageants are really struggling to retain viewers. Let's be honest, all of the television industry is struggling to retain viewers as people are watching things more and more on the internet. And so people are trying to get viewers. And one of the ways that pageants are doing that are by inviting celebrity judges. They invite judges that they think have a very large, loyal following that maybe they wouldn't have have watched a pageant before, but since it's going to be on broadcast television and that judge is judging, that their followers will watch to help increase their viewers or their ratings. So the first group is celebrity judges. The second group is what I call easy judges. These are judges that the director is just exhausted from scheduling the whole pageant. They're not sure what to do, and so they get like the local Chick-fil-A manager or their neighbor down the street or someone from church. And the third area are qualified judges. These are typically what I call qualified judges, former title holders. They know exactly what it takes to win a pageant. They know exactly what it takes to be a pageant title holder, and they know the difficulty and emotional courage it takes to compete. I think the best qualified judging panels include a variety of former title holders or other qualified judges. I think celebrity judges are fun. I think easy judges are easy and convenient. But to make sure that you're putting on a great pageant for your contestants, you need to really seriously include former title holders. These are ladies who have not been competing for the last 2 years because you don't want to have a conflict of interest. They're title holders who have retired from competition. They are no longer competing. They are not coaching. They are not on the side coaching their best pageant girlfriend who's also in the pageant. These are people who can be objective and understand the importance of their vote. And I think that that's the future of judging in pageantry. In order for us to continue to develop as a hobby sport and to be taken seriously by other people outside the pageant industry, I think we need to get serious about our judges, and I think we need to make sure we have qualified judges. Another question that people ask me is, what do you think the future of pageantry holds? You know, I think the future of pageantry is in many ways the past of what pageantry has been in the last 5 years. We've seen pageantry move from just beauty pageants to being all about creating stepping stones for future success. The majority of the people who are competing in pageantry, whether they're a teen or the Miss, are competing because they have another personal, professional, or academic goal in mind, and that's where they're going. And that's why it's so important that pageantry become a hobby sport, that we use qualified judges, that we only compete in pageants where the director has our best interest as a competitor at heart, because that's the way that pageantry is going to continue and evolve into what we all want it to be, as the best way to personally develop while we're competing in a hobby sport. Well, that's it for this week's show. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Next week, I'll be talking with supermodel Kim Alexis about her cover of Gladys magazine, and I'll also be talking to Andrea Patrick Forte, the editor of Gladys magazine. Remember to get all the notices of my guests, just send me an email at info@valeriehayes.com or sign up for my newsletter at valeriehayes.com. And I want to remind everyone that you can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Just search on my name, Valerie Hayes. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
You're listening to Valerie Hayes and Pageant Talk Radio, the Internet's tip-top live pageant program. I'm Tim Crenchman, the host of the Pageant Cast, and I invite all of you to try out our show, too, with quick, fun, and sometimes sassy interviews with today's top pageant personalities, along with every online news article I can get my little fingers on. Try us out at www.pageantcast.com.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the Internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.